Blog Talk Radio. Serenity Talk Radio, where I help people ascend into the light. Let go of those shadows that you've been holding on to for so long, and let me guide you towards serenity. Serenity Talk Radio, guiding you towards the light. Serenity Talk Radio, here for you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Serenity Talk Radio. Today is officially February the 1st, 2016, and today's show is all about Ascending to the Fifth Dimension show. So the reason I wanted to do the show is because I think a lot of us feel like different, waking up each day, and somehow it feels as though we're entering something brand new, kind of a different stage of life, even though at first it may not seem like it. And especially for us, really sensitive people out there, the empath sensitive people, we really, want to know what it's all about. You don't want to enter, it's just like any job, any hobby, anything like that, meeting new people, you want to know more about it before you enter it so that you have tools, emotional tools to help support you at that time. So this is all about the Sunny of the Fifth Dimension show with Blog Talk Radio, Serenity Talk Radio, because supposedly we're entering a higher, more vibrant and clear dimension at this time. And this show really is all about what it means to be in the fifth dimension. Since we are the ultimate creators of our destiny, this show really is all about clearing the path to a better, calmer, and more joyful state of existence that was written in old texts from ancient times. So join me for this important show about elevating our consciousness to a higher level that will hopefully put us out of our human misery once and for all. Okay, and yeah, that's a bit high, to aim for, but at the same time, I believe that these higher dimensions really are to realize that we are ultimate creators of our lives, and that you have to understand that our thoughts, right, we always talk about ascension and expansion, go out into this mirror ball universe and come back to us in our to experience our realities right now. And so when I was opening my mind, after all these years of the D word, I opened my mind, to recall memories and experiences from the past, it is painful, because when you're so sensitive, when all these memories keep flooding back to you, or at least to me, it feels really painful. And so remember, in each show, it's all about, my personal universe, and we'll talk about that as we talk about it, many shows show to me, okay, so this is kind of what it's like. It's a higher, it's recalling memories, it's being more in the moment, and it's realizing that you are the creator and that you will see, I believe, faster and more frequently how your thoughts ultimately create your experience in the now. So I found an interesting article. Today I woke up and I felt so weird. I felt really weird, and I'm still trying to get back into my zone, And I'm thinking about how I wished I was Eddie Redmayne, playing in this J.K. Rowling movie called Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. And so he's playing like the main character. I think it's Newt Scamander. In that movie. And then I was thinking about Felicity Jones and how she's playing in the movie with Tom Hanks, Inferno. And I was really jealous. And my jealousy was eating me up, and it was showing me how you're hurting yourself by being jealous, because you don't know what these people go through in their daily lives to shoot the movies and just being celebrities. You don't know. So don't wish that you were somewhere else, all of you out there, because you really don't know, the celebrity lives and how they live every day. So, which is a great, I think, change, to the fifth dimension. So in 5D.com, it's called What Does It Really Mean to Ascend to the Fifth Dimension? And this is all about exiting the matrix and awakening spiritually. It's by Michelle Walling, CHLC. I'm not sure what that means. There are plenty of false light teachings that skew how the fifth dimension is tied to ascension. These particular tricks and spells were created in order to distract us from the true reality of being our multidimensional selves. We always talk about being multidimensional. We are the all. We are everything. Everything is existing in the time and space now, right, everybody? There's no such thing as time and space. Everything is happening right now. And so these tricks are supposedly created to distract us from our true selves. And as the imposed veil continues to thin, we are realizing the truth about the fifth dimension and its purpose in our ascension. The word ascension has been given many meanings in the spiritual and metaphysical community. The meaning of ascension for the purposes of this article encompasses the raising of our awareness and consciousness into a whole new understanding and practice of being able to exist in many dimensions or places at once in our true nature and form. Quantum physics has proven that our thoughts create our reality and that everything is energy vibrating at a certain resonance. A dimension is a gathering of a particular resonance, with the edges of that dimension overlapping into the edges of the next dimension. Our physical bodies were designed by the Anunnaki to trap us within the third and fourth dimension. The third dimension resonance gives us the physicality and experience of having a dense body. Changes were made to the successful prototype of a human that was allowed for a spirit to inhabit a third-dimensional body while being consciously connected to many other experiences and memories. These changes cut off memory of who and what a person is while presenting the illusion that we are just our bodies. The programming starts very early in this reality in order to remind us of our physicality and biology, and science does a good job at explaining third-dimensional reality. So why don't we take a break and why don't we breathe? Before we keep moving on, I think we need to breathe. Breathe in the fresh air into our lungs, into our system, into our circulatory system, and breathe out that nasty, stale air. So why don't we do that together? Three deep breaths in and out. Let's go. In through your nose, out through your mouth. How about two more? How about one more? How do you guys feel? Okay, I feel great. Hang on a minute, everybody. Remember how I said that in the next shows, we're going to take a couple of seconds here and there to just be calm and be quiet and breathe. So after we breathe, we just took a couple seconds to quiet our minds. So let's continue. So the fourth dimension is connected closely with the third and encompasses space and time. It is where the Matrix operation headquarters resides. Time and space were created to have a physical incarnation experience, and at one time, many humans enjoyed this experience on Earth until it was hijacked. Most of the minions for the hijackers exist in the fourth dimensional vibration and wish to either enter into a third dimensional body or steal energy from a third dimensional body in order to get source energy. The fifth dimension and above are outside of space and time. The existence of a body in this dimension does not include dense physical reality. However, it does have the capability of form that is perceivable to others in the fifth dimension. There are no memory wipes in this reality, as the ones who do dirty deeds are trapped in the fourth dimension. From this basic description of the third, fourth, and fifth dimensions, you can deduce that the preferable place to exist around Earth would be in the fifth dimension or higher. Because in the third dimension, inside of a planetary body tied to source, you're returning to the oversoul and eventually to source. When the ability to have a third-dimensional experience is available without having the influence of the lower entities of the fourth dimension, a person may choose the third over the fifth until the soul calls for the spirit to move on to another experience. And remember, this is all, from this source. You know, everybody has a different belief about dimensions, but again, I believe that we're all multidimensional beings and that we all exist outside of this time-space scenario, right? And we are the all. I always call it the all. We are everywhere, and we are capable of everything, okay? There are infinite possibilities. To me, that's what means ascension, right? The unlimited possibilities that you have, okay, that you can tap into, okay? Let's keep going. Our spirit is the essence of the source that is incarnated into the physical body. Our spirit is always connected to everything. It is connected to source, our oversoul, the consciousness of Mother Earth, the animals, the crystals, and all human beings on the planet. Our oversoul has many aspects, spirits that have experiences in all of the dimensions. Since we are connected to our oversouls, we are connected to all of the dimensions. Aspects in the first and second dimensions are closer to the elemental worlds. Ascension involves being aware that we have access to our multidimensional selves and expanding the connection with those parts of us. It is also understanding that we have been tricked into accepting the trap of a third-dimensional body and memory wipe. Forgetting who we are would allow us to dive deep into a third-dimensional experience. We know we always talk about diving deep. but it would also make us vulnerable to those who need to harvest energy. The easiest way to make us slaves is to harvest our energy, to do everything possible to pull us away from our capabilities as multidimensional beings. Ascension is understanding how we got to where we are, as well as how we have the power to break down the walls that keep us trapped. Some people who have done their clearing work and have decided that they are finished with a physical body experience can certainly move their consciousness to a fifth-dimensional place if they were to die, aka or ascend, out of their physical body. They could also move many other places depending on their vibrational attainment in this lifetime. Whereas those in a higher dimension can move their consciousness into the lower dimensions, those in the lower dimensions have to ascend their vibration in order to have a resonance match the higher vibration. This is normally not a challenge with the awareness of experience of prior lifetimes to perform tasks that will raise the vibration. In prior lifetimes before the human body in fourth dimensional matrix trapped a consciousness into a body, humans had the capability of time traveling with their consciousness and fifth dimensional body. And you know, let me stop right there. When you open up your mind, because remember, what do they say? They, you know, we're not using most of our mind's ability. When you open the mind, you know, I see, I've been through the no time, no space reality where I can access different, not necessarily, I've definitely been through other dimensions, at least of the mind. I'm not sure if it's of the soul, but certainly of the mind. And I've also tapped into my past memories. When you open your mind, you know, when you shut your mind down, you don't have access to it. When you open your mind and allow source to show you your past memories, you can literally go back in time and access them as if it's happening right now. So that's proof in the pudding. There you go. Nothing's actually happening through space and time. It's all happening right now, and space and time is like a filter to filter our human experiences. Otherwise, it may be a little too crazy. Everything's happening now. So everything happens through space-time reality. This physical body could be put into stasis if once one wished to travel inside of time. If one wished to travel outside of time, they could be gone for what may seem like a week in experience, but only a second may have passed in physicality here on Earth. Again, because there's no such thing as time. Okay? The goal for some people in this lifetime is to return to being able to use those certain techniques to access the wisdom and experience of all of your oversoul's experiences while existing in a third dimensional experience. When your vibration is raised with intention and through the changes that make you make in your life, parts of the fifth dimension and higher become available to you. This includes heightened senses and capabilities that can create what have been described as miracles or magic. Other people will try to manifest a negative to positive ascension by incarnating into a physical body that is tied to source in order to stay with that planet while she raises her vibration. These beings would not have been able to raise their vibration if not for the piggyback connection to the planet, and they were lucky enough to either incarnate into a body or walk in a body. These are the beings who chose a negative polarized path in order to serve source by experiencing this dualistic creation. Remember, we live in duality. Poles, here and there, up and down, you know, opposites. Okay. You choose to live in this opposite world. And also, while everything eventually returns to source, there are some negative beings that chose to piggyback on the others will go kicking and screaming back to source by way of shortcut and reconstitution into another form of energy, as they will have cut their energetic tie to source completely. The poisoning that is occurring on the planet, as well as the planned destruction through HAARP and CERN, have a number one goal of keeping humans from being able to ascend. The prison matrix that was imposed on us was a brilliant plan on their part in order for them to steal the energy needed to survive, and was planned for a very long time. However, because deception was used against humans in order to trick them into giving their free will to the plan, intervention has played out in many ways to free those who wish to leave. The prison door is being opened right now, and the clarion call has gone out to those who wish to hear it. For now, some ascenders may actually decide to drop the body and move to the fifth dimension. Other people came to Earth to remove the programming of blocks that have trapped humanity in the third with no recollection of their multidimensional selves and capabilities as co-creators of many experiences at the same time and out of time. These people will restore the Disneyland of third-dimensional incarnation of planet Earth. The job will not be easy, but the rewards will expand their souls to the highest capability. Finally, if we are all connected to Source, why would we want to stop at accessing just our Eversoul's experiences? Eventually merging with Source while keeping our identity as a part of Source out exploring the Wild West is going to be a trip that you don't want to miss. So Michelle Walling, who's the author, is a certified holistic life coach, webmaster, writer, and radio host, and 5D's The Comet Awakening Show. As a truth seeker, she's committed to sharing her experiences with the world, and she has joined forces with Greg Prescott as an admin in the 5D. So again, this is in 5D.com. So remember, this is one source, you know. This is her opinion, and I think it's very possible what she's saying, very, very possible. And the thing is that you have to decide, you know, what feels right for you. You know, everybody has their own opinions, their own life experiences, so decide what is right for you. How about manifesting the physical dimensional frequency in 2015? This is, again, in 5D.com. Okay, so just as humans are multidimensional beings, the planet herself exists as many dimensional existences at one time. Where we place our consciousness in every given moment is what we will experience. So Earth already exists in the fifth dimensional frequency. So, and thanks to the quickening, approximately one-third of humans will have anchored that frequency into our reality at the end of 2015. Where we place our consciousness in every given moment is what we will experience. The planet has chosen to end the extreme negative polarity existence in her awareness, and it's gradually moving to a positive polarity experience within all dimensions. This has given humanity the opportunity to choose to follow her into a fifth-dimensional experience. Since we are all connected, to move to one consciousness or another required collective intention. What we have been doing since the harmonic convergence of 1987, that's funny, I was born in 87, how about you guys? And the checkpoint of December 21st, 2012, and it actually, I think, oh, what's so funny is, let me ask you guys if you had some strange experiences. So, for example, not strange, but very interesting. My rabbit, I believe, was born on December the 21st, 2012. And I adopted him, I believe it was 2013. So I adopted him in 2013, and I believe that he was born, I feel that he was born December 21st, 2012, because he was 6 months old at the time, and so around that time. And so it was almost like a new beginning, because here I was adopting this rabbit, and, right around that time period, 6 months later, and then I, went to the doctor, said, how old is this rabbit? I want to know, is it a male or female? How old is it? He said it was 6 months old, which happened to be exactly at that time of the ascension, December 21st, 2012. And the funny thing is, I was born in October in 87, so it's funny how it started there, in 87, and then checkpoint December 21st, 2012, which I believe is my rabbit's birthday, so it's almost like it's meant to be. How about you guys? Have you had experiences in your life where you may have, adopted an animal or, had a sibling that was born, some big event that happened, had a child, or I don't know, something big that happened, it could be anything, had a job of your dreams or something that happened around, the December 21st, 2012. Have you felt that? And it's also shifting timelines based on collective intentions to move out of this twisted time stream of separation into one of harmonized vibrational love. In December of 2012, humanity anchored a new positive timeline into the planet, which would be available for those who consciously chose to bring it into reality in the upcoming years. In order to gently push people into accepting this timeline, the polarity continued to become extreme on the planet. This extreme polarity caused more humans to have an aha moment, seemingly moving out of time for a while in order to reflect on what they didn't want to experience anymore. This brought about big changes in people's lives in 2013. Those who were aware of what was occurring worked toward manifesting a new timeline by clearing themselves of negative energies and toxic situations in their lives. This made the space for higher vibrational energies. Oh, my gosh, there you go. There's the aha moment. Now I understand. How about you guys? The past couple of weeks, let me just stop there. Okay, when I see these things, I stop. The past couple of weeks, I've been trying to clear out all that energy, all that negative energy, and suddenly I felt different. Hopefully, I'll go back to my headspace or my comfort level so I don't explode. But how about you guys? When you clear out your energy, remember we talked about decluttering the mind, decluttering the space around you, whether it's your home or your car or whatever it may be, you feel lighter. And so when the negativity is pulled from your system, literally and metaphorically, you can ascend because you're more aware of what's going on around you. So, this makes it literally makes the space for higher vibrational energies to be anchored within your experience. The beginning of 2014 was a resting period for the whirlwind of 2013 for the wake and the aware, but the cleansing of the planet didn't stop there. After the brief rest stop, the waves of energy continued to sweep over the collective human consciousness field, and those who could attune to it were able to connect even more with their higher selves in order to know what needed to be done to continue to manifest a new reality. So according to many sources, including First Wave Ascenders, 2015 was an important year of integration for the fifth dimensional energies into the human experience, which will create a bridge for future waves of higher consciousness ascenders. So we'll continue to see people waking up in droves, as the ball has already begun to roll down the hill, and there's no stopping it now. Not all humans, are capable of moving their consciousness through the fourth dimensional astral realms and into the fifth dimensional frequency at this time. Most people on the planet are experiencing fear-based energies, which are imposed through societal programming of fourth-dimensional astral entities who are trying to keep as many people as possible within their grasp of interaction. Okay, if people were to carry fear with them into the astral planes, their worst nightmares will manifest in their reality, and the true definition of hell would engulf their existence. Because the first wave of ascenders have been working on releasing their fear-based energies, they will finally be able to access the fifth dimensional reality, which will be able to shift back and forth between other realities. The barrier between frequency was blocked in the past, but the free will choice to move out of this reality literally will have shattered the block. The ability to create a new reality will have to be practiced by those who break the barrier. As more people continue to wake up and work on releasing their fear energies, they will continue to raise their vibration and tune into the fourth and fifth dimensional frequencies. As droves of people awaken and make the choice to exit the negative polarity of third dimensional reality, a quickening occurs that has exponential ramifications that draws more and more people toward the higher frequencies. And so let's stop right there. So how many of you, I know this sounds really weird, so if you can just bear in mind, how many of you feel like when you're reading that, it almost doesn't feel real? Like when you're reading about these energies, when you're reading about the dimensions, it almost feels like you're in a sci-fi movie. It almost feels like you're in some kind of fantastical movie. Doesn't it feel strange when we're talking about energy? I mean, in my opinion, nothing exists except in the mind of the Creator. We all exist like Sleeping Beauty and Cinderella in the mind of the Creator, which is the creators who created Sleeping Beauty and Cinderella, the writers and the cinematographers and the artists. So I feel like, and it sounds weird, but as if we're all just actors on a stage, or even more so, more than that, caricatures. We're almost like we've been, like, for example, if you draw a character on a piece of paper and you try to bring them to life, it's almost like we're caricatures brought to life. So all of the stuff about energies and dimensions and frequencies and vibrations and ascension and expansion and, you know, moving to your oversoul, or in other words, your limitless possibility, soul, creative beingness, it's almost like it's a dream. Life is but a dream. And you know that song, row, 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 your boat, life is but a dream. It's almost like we're awakening from this dream, and yet we're still in the dream. We realize it's a dream, and yet we're still in the dream. So that's what it feels like to me. It feels as though we live in this dream world, and that, you know, when I create my own life based on my thoughts, when you create your own life based on your thoughts, you get to change the dream. That's what it feels like to me. So every time I think of people, I'm like, who are people? Because when I went through this depression, awakening, ascension tale, for lack of a better word, I realize there are no people. There's only energy, if that, and we all exist in this infinite mind, universal mind, which have created the universe and everything in it. It's like we're little, you know. It's funny. As I was reading, I was reading a book. I think it was a story. You know. Like, for example, Life on the Sea, and I'm thinking, and you know, you look down at this little town. Oh, gosh, I wish I could remember what it was, everybody. Okay, so I'm looking down at this town. There's the little, you know, when you're looking from above, that's what I said when I was in my D-word days. I was looking from above in my head, down below, and you see it's like you see these cars. They're like these little toy cars and little ants, you know, little toy people. That's how I feel like humans are. Like, we're like literal toys made by the mind of God. You know, you're looking down, you're going, oh, look, I'm playing with the toys. Look at the little cars and the little trees and the little houses and the little people walking around, the little grocery stores. It's so adorable. You know, when I drive a Main Street in my town, Main Street, I'm not going to say where I live. I'm not even going to say what country I live. I don't feel comfortable with that at this time. But when I drive through my little town on Main Street, I see these little shops. And I'm thinking, that's so adorable. Do these people know that they're little characters in the mind of God? Do they know, you know, that they're just little characters, literally, you know, like Sleeping Beauty, Snow White, the Seven Drawers, they're just characters in the mind of God, and you have your name, like L.T. Langley is a name, Sarah, Beth, Andrew, but they're just names, but you're a character. You're literally a character. It's like not a cartoon character, but you're a character. So when you think about it, you go, okay, so what would a character, so if a, it's almost like awakening. When you realize that you are an infinite being, a character, you created this character on this earthly plane, you realize that, oh my God, if I created that, I can create anything. So that's a fifth dimension of frequency, I believe, is all about. It's realizing that you really can create anything. Nothing is off limits. You can create your own dream world. You can, you, when you realize that you're so much more than this little creature, this little body, this little, I don't even know what to call it, this character in the mind of God. You're a character. You're an awakening character. That's the best way to put it. It's almost like, you know what it's like? It's like if Cinderella or Snow White, you know, their characters woke up and go, who am I? Oh, my gosh, I'm just a character playing Snow White. You know, my name is Snow White, and I'm playing, you know, this little, you know, gal who, you know, meets these seven dwarves, and they're also characters. Do you get what I'm saying? When you realize that you're a character, you can open up to the possibilities that this character is possessed. We're here as characters to open our minds, to realize that we can create anything, our own little worlds. You know, what I believe ultimately is that this source, this energy, created us so that we create our own world. If Source can create worlds, we can as well. That's what the show's really about. So 2016 will involve even more work as the first way the centers will practice creating realities. Here we go again, and teaching others how to adjust when they cross the bridge. No one is more special because they cross the bridge first more than any of those who run faster toward the finish line in a schoolyard race for a blue ribbon. We've actually all been and the fifth dimensional frequencies before and exist there in the no time zone, but have to remember how to function within the energies so that we properly use the power of creation for the betterment of humanity without exception. Since we are all multidimensional beings, the first ascenders will continue to move away from dense polarized realities and find the path back to our creator that were once overgrown by dense vegetation. The more people that continue the work ahead of the collective, the faster it will be to go home. When we return home, we will have the experience behind us and will have matured into individual consciousness working as one creator, being one creator. Remember, we're all one, the all, to provide a loving way to experience being alive forever. In summary, 2015 was a bittersweet victory filled with triumph as well as defeat to the extreme. It will be party central for those who learn to manifest new realities, and it will be pure hell for those who choose not to come to the party. What happens in the years beyond 2016 on Earth will be up to the creators and human bodies that are playing the game of life. Remember, life is a game. I just told you guys, it's like Monopoly. You see those little characters, you know, those little towns. You can accumulate. It's all a game. It's like a board game. So let's intend for those that wish to come and create a new way of having a human physical experience on Earth to do so with the power of love and compassion, which will catapult the collective swiftly into a new way of sovereign living. Okay, and again, the author is Michelle Walling of Certified Holistic Life Coach. There we go. See how quickly vibration. That's another thing real quick to add. This whole fifth dimensional thing, it's just another label. It's simply your mind literally creates your reality that much faster. I told you guys, what is CHLF? What does CHLC mean? The minute that I put it out there, I looked and here it says right here, a certified holistic life coach. It didn't say on that one, the one before, okay? Okay, so that's what I'm showing. It's proof in the pudding, okay, everybody? It all has to do with the way that you think, okay? And so for your homework today, think about how you can change your thoughts today, or at least follow your thoughts to see if you can create a, you know, your experience right now. What can you experience right now, you know, in your experience? You know, what, think about, remember you did that homework where you thought about, you know, actor, you know, before you went to bed the next day, an actor, an actress, you saw them in your experience. Do it the same way again. Think about something, but do it this time on purpose. So say to yourself, for example, I want to see, you know, what's going on in Iraq right now, or what's going on in Syria, or what's going on in my hometown. So you can put that out there. Okay, what's going on, and you specifically name a town, like Trentville. I'm just making up a town. I want to know what's going on in Trentville. So think about it. Let that out there, and then I guarantee you faster, faster, and faster, because we're sending that much faster. You'll see what's going on in Trentville. You may open up a newspaper, watch the news, whatever, some way it'll show you where you go, whoa, I am the reality creator, okay? So that's what will happen. Anyway, this is LT Lang with Serenity Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com. This show is all about the Ascending to the Fifth Dimension show. And remember that it's all up to you to ascend. It's all up to you to realize that you're like the character in Snow White and Sleeping Beauty and Little Mermaid. Those are my top three favorite Disney movies. And Enchanted, of course. We talked about Enchanted yesterday. And that you can access anything in the no time, no space, any kind of experience in the no time, no space reality if you so choose, and that you are the ultimate creator of your life. You have to realize that. Okay, everybody, have a great day. We'll talk tomorrow again. Blog Talk Radio, Serenity Talk Radio. This is your host, LT Langley. Bye-bye, everybody.
Serenity Talk Radio, where I help people ascend into the light. Let go of those shadows that you've been holding on to for so long, and let me guide you towards serenity. Serenity Talk Radio, guiding you towards the light. Serenity Talk Radio, here for you.